The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
Final score, the Carolina Hurricanes 5 and the San Jose Sharks 1. Time now for our instant replay of a game that was played in front of a crowd of 12,786 fans at SAP Center at San Jose. No scoring in a first period that featured a couple of big opportunities. The shots were 14-8 in favor of Carolina. Alex Nedeljkovic back in the nets for San Jose had a solid period, keeping the score 0-0. And on the other side of the ice, things would get going for the Sharks as Jeff Skinner's strong skating drew a penalty with a breakaway opportunity. Off the faceoff, Carolina's got it. No score in the first period. Gostisbehere being checked there by Skinner, who steals it. Skinner skates up the left wing side, makes a great move on Gostisbehere, goes in, breakaway, gets the backhand shot away as he draws a penalty, and a great stop there by Brandon Bussey. Got his left skate on it, but a penalty is coming up here to Carolina, and the Sharks will have the man advantage. Unfortunately, they would not score on the man advantage, and the score remained nothing-nothing. On the other side of the ice, Alex Nedeljkovic, as I mentioned, made some big saves, including this one on Sebastian Aho on a partial breakaway. Klingberg just fell down. It's going to be a break here. Aho, semi-breakaway, shorthanded, moving in, shoots, sticks, save made by Nedeljkovic, but we've got a slashing penalty now coming up against the Sharks on that semi-break by Sebastian Aho. That was one that Will Smith had to take, basically, chopping at Aho, but still Nedeljkovic made a pretty big save, and that was one of the slight, I could say, silver linings in the dark cloud of tonight, Jamal, because Nedeljkovic kind of got his game back in spite of the fact that he gave up five.
You know, that's a great point. I think that he responded extremely well. He came out and gave the Sharks an opportunity to stay in this hockey game well beyond halfway through the game. And so, it's, you know, I think that's definitely a positive. He got back on track.
The problem is the Hurricanes got on track in the second period. They outshot the Sharks 19-9, and they would take a 1-0 lead by having a young guy that has been around actually a while, Sean Walker on defense, taking a shot toward the net. But Aho keeps it on the left boards. He skates away from Orloff. What a battle they've got going as Aho twists away. Now a penalty is coming up to the Sharks. The quick shot, though, goes in for Walker. Aho was drawing a penalty on Orloff, turned it back toward the point, and as Bussey made his way back to the bench, Walker just took the shot toward the net, and somehow it snuck through, and that is a goal for Walker, and it's 1-0 Hurricanes. That was during the delayed penalty. Again, Aho going up against Orloff, and it looked as if that Orloff was going to take a call, but Walker just threw it to the net. It went in. Aho and Seth Jarvis assisted at 1:24 of the second period, and the Hurricanes were on the board. One thing that was happening during the course of this contest is the Sharks were drawing some penalties and they were getting some power plays, but San Jose wound up 0-5 on the man advantage tonight. That would prove to be a backbreaker, especially when you consider the fact that Brandon Bussey, the 27-year-old rookie out of Western Michigan University, ended up with a strong effort in his very first NHL game, including this save he made on an Alex Wennberg breakaway. The Canes have. Here's a headman feed. It's going to be a break for Wennberg. Moving in, stick handling, shooting it. Oh, what a great save by Bussey. His third spectacular save. This one on a breakaway by Wennberg at 3.5 minutes of the second period. And they fall on the play in the corner and get a stoppage. Wow, this kid from Western Michigan is having a great first game. He's been around the American Hockey League for a few years. Brandon Bussey played in Providence of the AHL last year. He was a property of the Florida Panthers at the start of this season, but he went on waivers. The Hurricanes picked him up with the injury to Pavel Kochetkov, and so they put him in the nets tonight to see what he looked like, and I think he played very well.
Yeah, he did, especially early on when the Sharks were pushing and had those power plays. He found a way to make sure his team stayed in it, and you know what? It could be a different result, a different outcome for the Sharks if he didn't stand as tall as he did, especially at the beginning of the game.
Not too long after that big save he made on Wennberg's break, William Eklund came back the other way and put the Sharks on the board even. Chipped off at the stick of Eklund, out to center ice. Aho settles it. Moves it up to the Sharks' line, gave it away. Headman feed for Eklund, moving in, into the zone, shoot, score! Tyler Toffoli beats that puck ahead, and Eklund, skating in with speed, beats Bussey to get the Sharks even. 1-1, and that's a big goal for San Jose and for Eklund, as San Jose is all even. 4:38 in the second period, the time of that goal. That would be as close as the Sharks would get tonight. William Eklund gets his first of the season from Tyler Toffoli and Nick Leddy. But then, from that point on, the Hurricanes would take total command. At 14:14 of the second period, Will Carrier, who has scored more goals against the Sharks than any other team in his NHL career, got another one, which was his sixth. Here come the Canes moving in, and they put it off the post, and they score! Nikishin put it off the goalpost, and the rebound was banged in right in front of the goal. Carolina, with Will Carrier in front, persevering, taking a 2-1 lead with 5:46 left in the second. That proved to be the game-winning goal. Will Carrier's first from Nikishin and Martinuk at 14:14. Perseverance often pays off, and that was the story right there on that very play. At 18:39 of the period, it would be yet another opportunity, but it was first a save by Brandon Bussey and a great Sharks chance that led directly to the play that led to the third Carolina goal. And he puts it on the right, chopped in there by Ryan Reeves, giving chase Gaudette, but out of his net, Bussey confidently whipped it around the near boards. Stopped by Goodrow, left wing side, reverses the puck. Liljegren keeps it in to Goodrow behind the net. He's got a man in front. There's Gaudette, and a one-time shot. A great save by Bussey with a minute and a half to go in the period, and here come the Canes the other way. Robinson moving in. Score! He's on the right wing side. He goes to the backhand, and right after that great save by Bussey, Robinson coming straight up the ice, beating Nedeljkovic to make it 3-1 Canes with a minute 21 to go in the second. That's the story of the game right there, Jamal, because the Sharks worked hard. They had a chance. Bussey makes the big save, and the Canes, in their relentless style, come right up the ice and finish it off.
And that's the unfortunate part, is you're a growing team, a learning team. You don't take advantage of those opportunities. It usually comes back to bite you, and that's exactly what happened in this instance. The Sharks have a chance. They're unable to capitalize. Next thing you know, they get scored on literally less than 10 seconds later.
Mike Riley, who replaced Jacob Slavin in the lineup tonight for the Hurricanes, got that lone assist after that Bussey save. Robinson getting his second goal of the season. Eric Robinson making it 3-1. Canes at the end of the second period. That goal coming at 18:39. Shane Gostisbehere contributed a lot to the Canes' success tonight. He took checks, he made plays, blocked a couple of shots, and in this case, at 1:58 of the third period, he put the game away with a big goal. Misa gave chase out there with Kurashev, swings it around, pinched there by Klingberg, bodied up his man along the near boards, but coming back the other way, 2-on-1 developing, now it's a 3-on-1, and here they come, they score! Tic-tac-toe, Gostisbehere, the third man on the trailer, gets the drop pass from the right wing side, coming right down Broadway, and he beats Nedeljkovic to make it 4-1, and that's a tough one to give up. It was a tough one to give up. Gostisbehere getting his first of the year, assisted by Logan Stankoven and Taylor Hall on a break up the ice to make it 4-1. Then shortly after that, Jackson Blake would get his first of the year, tipping a shot by goaltender Nedeljkovic on a one-timer by Jalen Chatfield. Chatfield and Stankoven assisting. And by that time, the Hurricanes were in total command of the game, and they would skate to a relatively easy 5-1 win. Tough thing for the Sharks to go through here. Michael Misa going through his very first National Hockey League game and experiencing that. While on the other side of the ice, Brandon Bussey's first NHL game, a big success, and a 5-1 win and goal for Rod Brind'Amour's club. The Hurricanes are 3-0 on the season, and they continue their lengthy road trip in Southern California. Meanwhile, the Sharks will travel to Utah on Friday to start a back-to-back set of games that concludes on Saturday night at home against the Pittsburgh Penguins. That's it for the Sharks Instant Replay. The final score, the Hurricanes 5 and the San Jose Sharks 1. This is a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.